So I made a fearless moral inventory of all the people that did me wrong all these years, beginning with my mother. She called the cops on me last year because I broke into her and my stepdad's house when I knew they were at bingo. That pissed her off royally. Irregardless, though, how does a mother call the cops on her own flesh and blood?
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And we haven't even started, and I've had technical. Anyway, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, hopefully you're listening one of two ways, and I'm working on more. First way is live through Facebook, and that's how we broadcast. We live broadcast, and we make a lot of mistakes. And now the kids are calling it streaming. So I'm still calling it live broadcasting. That's the first way you can listen. The second way you can listen is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through iHeartRadio, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. So let me get into it because it's already starting. I don't know why. So I'm going to bring you up to speed with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So I had everything working. I start every show the same way. I had everything working. I really did. I got new technology. Here, let me show you. I got this because I'm showing the people on Facebook. This is a Bluetooth receiver, and I use it to broadcast through my iPad. And I have new software called Streamlabs, which is actually very cool. And what I do is I connect my iPad through the cable to the USB, and then I can get the signal screen from my tablet. So when I call my guests, I can do a video chat, and boom, I put it right on. And then I have, like right now, it says Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. That is on the screen. Because then I can do all that. I can do screen overlays and websites. And I can do all kinds of stuff with this this called OBS. It's like a virtual broadcasting studio. And that's the software. And I've gotten really good at it. And I was practicing with it. And I've done all this stuff. So now I call my guest, for some ungodly reason, he's getting his own voice feedback. I sound perfect. My side, perfect. I don't know. So... I don't know what's going on. So it could be one of these things where all my tech works and there's a slight imbalance between mine and my guests, or there's a compatibility issue on my side and it's funneling through to my guest. I don't know. But in any case, we're just going to have an audio. I was going to try to bring them on screen. It was going to be kind of fun, but it's a work in progress. With new technology comes new responsibilities. So... That's the first thing. I wasn't even going to talk about that. I was going to talk about the Justice League movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it. If you're a big superhero movie guy, they call them cape movies. I actually watched the Snyder Cut. 4 hours. Yeah, 4 hours. Did I watch it in one sitting? No, God, no. I got up. I got some food. I got down. I got some water. I did a lot of different things. I will tell you this. Was it better than the... original cut? And I gotta say, it was better than the original cut. Now, that is not a high bar, to be honest with you. When you're dealing with Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, Flash, DC's powerhouse lineup, and it's okay. But what Zack Snyder did, I think he actually broke it into these like mini sections. And I felt like I was literally watching like I was binge watching a TV series. And that's what it felt more like, because overall as a story, overall as a complete movie, no, there were holes and jagged edges and things. I think he did it. I mean, could I have done better? God, no. God, no. Let me just say that. God, no. I think it was really good. I think he took his footage and made a really good movie. I think it's decent, and it's not, to me, it didn't strike as one movie. It struck as a bunch of little vignettes, like 40 minute, 20, 30 minute little vignettes and all strung together. And it told a greater story, which is actually interesting. That being said, you know, it's set up for a sequel, but there won't be one. Batman was supposed to do a standalone film and there won't be one. And Wonder Woman 1984 was fucking horrible. And it's just a lot of stuff. So they're still not Marvel, and they're not going to be Marvel. And speaking of Marvel, WandaVision, they just wrapped that up. I just wrapped that up. Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm a big Marvel fan, so I'm watching all that stuff and I'm putting it all together. And they do a really good job. The first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, it was like a real, you know, it wasn't like a bang, bang, shoot 'em up kind of Marvel movie that you used to. It was more of a, you know, story, which is good. It's like comic book stuff. Go back to the core of the comic books. We don't want to see all the explosions. Yeah, we want to see the action, but I like that one. And that being said, I've had not a lot to do because my vertigo still sucks. And I wake up every morning with it. It's not fun. So, but it's going away slowly and slowly. And I got to deal with it because I was back on the board, everybody. I was paddleboard and I went out twice this week. And it was nice. It was real nice. It wasn't as cold as you think. People are like, oh, it must be cold. No, like the water is cool. You know, water is about 45 degrees, which is, you know, not balmy. But I had a lot of fun going back out there. And of course, I strained my shoulder, which sucks. So, but I'm still on the board. And I'm trying to get back in shape. The spring is here. I'm trying to get in, you know, well, not say back in shape, but in better shape. I want to get back on the board. I want to exercise more. I want to eat better because work is coming in, everybody. Getting busy. Trolley stuff's happening. Comedy stuff's happening. Bunny stuff is happening. Well, the bunny's about to wrap up, but it's been very, very busy. So that's what's been going on with me. So let me tell you about this. I'm going to tell you about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
So it's been real strange. The past bunch of shows I've done, the days that I've done them, this day in history, they started real slow. I'm like, from the dawn of recorded history, and then they get proceedingly more interesting. Like let's just today, nothing really happened, not anything noteworthy, I should say, historically, let's put it in perspective, until 1664, when Roger Williams was granted a charter to colonize Rhode Island. Nothing going on until 1664. 1883, the first telephone call made between New York and Chicago. That's pretty big. 1930, a planet named Pluto. And then they fucked it up and changed it again. Anyway, 1947, Congress proposes the second term limitation on the presidency. Good idea. I think we should extend that to Congress as well. That's just how I roll. 1958, Elvis Presley joins the Army. Now, this is interesting. I found this in it. 1981, Nightline with Ted Koppel premiered on ABC. It was originally started because of the Iran hostage crisis, and they called it Nightline, and then it officially premiered in 1981. But it started like, you know, a year before that. 1989, Mary Martin in Peter Pan is first seen on television since 1973. Now, I bring that up for a couple of reasons. My guest tonight, his name is Peter. And it just so happens it happens. And in 2012, this was bizarre. This blew you away. This is the weirdest thing. China announces its plan to phase out the practice of taking and selling organs from executed prisoners. What? There's a lot to unwrap there. First of all, its plan, not even to phase out, its plan to phase out the practice. They take organs and sell them from executed prisoners. You gotta give it to the Chinese. They are fucking resourceful. You know something? That wouldn't even occur to me. Brilliant. Brilliant. I don't know. Just absolutely brilliant. Also, today's birthdays. People born on this day. The Undertaker. Rest in peace. He's 56. That's it? Fuck. I thought it was older than that. The Undertaker's only 56. Peyton Manning's 45. What? Jim Parsons is 48. What? That's crazy. Harry Houdini's birthday was today. He died in 1926, but he was born in 1874 and 1926. A little known fact, Harry Houdini was in Salem and did a magic trick in a building just on Front Street. That's it. I should know that. I'm a tour guide. Tommy Hilfiger is 70 today. Jessica Chastain. Now, say what you want about Jessica Chastain, because I will. 44. Hubba hubba. Still 44. And of course, the best. The best. Steve McQueen. He died 1980, but he was born this day. Born in 1930. Steve McFucking Queen. The coolest guy ever. Where are we at? Oh, I know where we're at. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first break. And when we come back from break, you are going to get a chance to listen to this very funny comic. Peter Liu will be joining us. He was part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. He performs all the way in Boston. And during the break, you're going to get a little sample of his stand-up. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Hear that? It's your money. Sucker. It's refund season. And nobody gets more of your money than the U.S. government. Guaranteed.
Give us your billions, America!
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Peter Liu.
I remember the day in high school when I received my college acceptance letter. I told my parents the good news with excitement, and they responded with the most praise I'd ever received. "Haixing," which means "is okay." Yeah, they get that in the crowd. And then they follow up with "不错, 不错," which means "not wrong." I recently took a DNA test, found out I was 0% Japanese, and my parents said, "挺好的," which means pretty good. Pretty good. It's an uncommon phrase in the Chinese parenting word bank. There's only three: 还行,不错, and 挺好的. Is okay, not wrong, and pretty good. Now, I don't know what the Chinese word for proud is, but I do know three ways of saying, "I'm only mildly ashamed." So for my day job, I work as an engineer where I develop processes to make drugs, or as my parents like to call it, not a doctor. I recently told my dad that I want to be a comedian, and he said, "You are going in totally wrong way for life. You have zero chance." I'm like, "Cool, Dad, so I'm not allowed to have dreams?" "No." "What you have is fantasy. It is less than dream." "Most people who go into show business have an innate ability. It is something in their bones. and you do not have it. I know. I made you. You have weak bones. Weak bones and zero chance. I was like, shit, Dad, zero chance? I mean, I can understand if it's low, but zero is just statistically inaccurate. You should know that. You're a mathematician. Or as I like to call it, also not a doctor.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me via Facebook Instant Messenger, because I couldn't get anything else to work, is the aforementioned very funny Peter Liu, everyone. How are you, Peter?
Great. Wow, that sounded like there's a real audience.
Yeah. That's the best I could do.
That's great. No, that's good.
Don't they sound great?
Guys, make some noise. Come on. Yeah. Let's hear one more time.
Hey, your host.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, the best thing is I go, shut up! And they just stop.
Oh, man.
Peter, how are you? I'm sorry we couldn't get the video thing going, but I'm broadcasting and you're on air and everything's working out. But how are you, my friend?
No, it's good. It works out. I didn't put on makeup today, so, you know, everything's perfect.
I know. In this world of Zoom, everybody's like, oh, I don't look good. I'm like, I took a shower and I shaved. Like, because I thought I was going to be with you. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm kind of with you, but you're kind of with me. And so how you been, man? Because we haven't talked. Now, when you were in the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, we didn't get a chance to kind of meet other than because you were busy. You doing a bunch of other shows. So you were just on, I believe, this Saturday night. So we didn't get a lot of chance to talk or anything. So I'm really glad that I have you here so I can catch up with you and find out what's been going on with you. And for those of you who want to know more about Peter, you can free stalk him, as I like to say. You can free stalk him on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Very easy to find him. He is Peter Liu. Let me spell Peter Liu Comedy. Let me spell that out for you. PeterLiu Comedy. And it's very simple because that's the handle on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And Venmo.
And Ben and Patreon. I watch so much YouTube videos. I'm
and
like,
OnlyFans, maybe. I don't know.
No. Here's the thing. You know, it's funny you mention OnlyFans. Comics are starting OnlyFans sites. Do you know that?
No, that's a real thing.
It's a real fucking thing. It's horrible. It's like, come on, man. Can you just tell jokes?
Yeah,
please?
I would agree. Most people, the large majority of population, does not want to see any comic without clothes on.
No.
Or at all. For the most part.
Well, here's the thing. Comics tend to date other comics, which I say is always a fucking mistake. I mean, like I said to my wife before when we met, she's like, oh, you comedian? I go, yeah, you shouldn't date me. I go, that's rule. I goes, I wouldn't date a comic.
It's good advice. It's good advice.
It's terrible. So speaking of that, what have you been up to? So you've been so busy. You have your own show that you've been producing. Is it a once a week show, once a month show?
Yeah, it's an online show. It's called Comics Who Showered. That's right. I'm considering changing the name to Comics Who Are Showering, just to, you know, try to bring more views, you know. Just, more, online platform is hard.
You could call it OnlyFans Comics.
Comics with OnlyFans? Is that
Comics? Yeah. OnlyFans for
fans.
Comics.
Yeah, there you go. We're on Clubhouse and OnlyFans. All the apps, all the new apps. But yeah, it's it used to be once a week, but then I got tired. So
tell me about it.
Now
I do this show. Yeah, I do this show like twice, like once. I've done like the consecutive Wednesdays, not since I started. And I'm like, oh, I was like, if I didn't have you as a guest, I'd be like, I'm not doing it tonight. I'm not going to. But you're cheering me up because I didn't want to. I was all set. And then the tech broke. And I'm like, fuck it. Like turning into a child. I'm like, I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah, shit. I mean, it's a lot of work, right? It's like if you do it weekly, like you just like it's nonstop. Like you got to book the next one. You got to like do whatever you got to do. So.
Yeah, and you're booking a lot of comics. You put, what, four comics, five comics on those shows?
Is yeah. So now I got it down to it's four comics and a headliner is the format. In the beginning, I played around with it, so it was like a little different. Like it's like five or six, seven. I don't know. Yeah, I played around with it a lot, and then now it's four and a headliner. That's what I've.
And now you're gonna switch to every 2 weeks or once a month?
It's every 2 weeks. Every two weeks.
Every
Thursday night at, it's usually 9, but for the next couple of weeks, I'm taking an acting class on Thursdays. So it's 9:30 to make time for my acting class.
There you go. There you go. Who are you taking the classes with, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a Boston.
Is it Boston? A Boston-based company?
Yeah, Boston Acting Class. I'm pretty sure that's the name, actually. It seems like I forgot the name, but that's exactly what they're
called. No, it's not into Boston Casting, is it?
You know what? Let me look this up. I'm pretty sure it's Boston Casting Class.
Okay,
because acting classes.
I may know the instructor, and I'll tell you if they're any good.
Okay, who do you know?
I know. Well, I've been a union actor for 20 years now. So
okay, that's awesome.
So I pretty much know everybody.
Okay,
if you don't want to mention names, that's fine. We'll talk about it after, because it's like comedy. It's like, hey, this guy's a real dickhead. Who is he? I don't want to tell you, but just okay. Tell me your roomie books. But that's good. Now you're taking acting classes as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to expand, trying to be able to do, you know, different things. After the Boston Comedy Festival, I had someone reach out to me for like this sitcom role, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I self-taped for it a bunch of times, and then I didn't get it. But then afterwards, I was like, yeah, if you just like, you know, go take some acting classes, keep auditioning, do some self-tapes, you'll get better, and then maybe next time around. So, yeah, I'm expanding. There's a couple commercials that I've failed to get as well. It's great.
And every time you see a TV show, you're like, oh, I read for that. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Stand-up? Not that long, actually. 2 years.
Oh, my God. So young into it. You're so funny though, man, and you're based out of Boston though, right?
Yep, based out of Boston. And thank
you. And according to your act, you were born in China.
Yes.
Then you moved to Australia.
Yes.
And then you moved to New Jersey.
Yes, there's a country in between there, but yeah, there's a lot of.
Oh, what other country?
I was in New Zealand for like 4 years as well.
Oh, very nice. Now, was that nice? Was it really nice?
I mean, aesthetically, yeah, it's beautiful. You know, people go to, you know, for like hiking. Lord of the Rings was filmed there. But like, if you grow up in New Zealand, there's just really not much to do. So it's just kind of boring. But yeah, I mean, the stuff looks nice. But if you live there, it just, you know, you get used to it.
Okay.
It looks nice.
See, because my wife is trying to get me to go everywhere. I just want to talk to somebody from these places. We should go to Rome. It's like everybody goes to Rome, doesn't live there. They vacation there.
That's probably a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So like if someone says, hey, you should go to Boston, I'm like, nah, skip that.
No one says that. No one vacations in Boston. That's not a thing. Let's just get that out of the way. Like, I have friends from like, they don't come visit me for a good reason. They're like, we just don't want to come to Boston. I'm like, all right, that's a fair point. All right.
Well, it's the winter too. Nobody comes to Boston in the winter. But people, it's like, let's go to New York. Okay, where do they go? They go Times Square, and they don't see everything. But Jesus Christ. Boy, are we off topic. I don't even know where we're going, but it's funny. It's just funny. So let me get back to you again. And again, free stalk him. Do it while we're on, because we got some listeners. Do it while we're on. Check out his Instagram, his Twitter, and his Facebook, and his, what is it, Venmo. It's... and his OnlyFans. He's at Peter Liu Comedy, PETRLIU Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, OnlyFans, and Venmo and Patreon. Just send him money. Just send him money. Just send him money. And his dude,
take my PayPal, okay? I take
no,
Bitcoin,
no, no, no,
Bitcoin as well. You know, if you want to give me a whole Bitcoin, that's a lot of money now. So
is it?
It's like $60,000 ish, somewhere around there.
Wow, I didn't think that was going to take off at all.
Yeah, most people, I didn't think it was going to take off either, but then did, and you know, now I'm sad that I wasn't on the bandwagon when it was like a dollar.
Yeah, it was like a Bitcoin dollar was a Bitcoin was an actual dollar.
Yeah, I think like 10 years ago it was a dollar to a dollar, maybe more than somewhere around there. It used to be worth essentially nothing, and now it's worth everything.
Boy, I fucked up. That's like somebody going, hey, I got this stock. It's called Apple. I don't know if you heard about it. I don't invest in Apple.
It's not going to be anything. What are you? That's a company named after a fruit? Get out of here. That's
it's like Microsoft. Why don't you go? Yeah, it's soft. It's like the same people went Yahoo. Look at Yahoo, Yahoo.
Yep.
They got out while it was good. Anyway,
you never know, right? You never know what's going to make it.
You don't. You don't. Now you start, but you started comedy in Boston, correct?
Yep, started in Boston. I took a class with Improv Boston. That's how I got started.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's closed now, I think.
Yeah, they shut down, but I think they're, like, physically they don't exist, but, like, they still exist as an entity, and I'm assuming they're going to try to look for another place if they can, is my guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Pandemic's kicking everybody's ass. But, you know, you're striving. You're doing video shows every couple of weeks. Got your OnlyFans site working. I'm going to check. You know, Sam, I'm going to see if you do have an OnlyFans site.
You see, in order to check that, though, you have to make an OnlyFans account, don't you?
I don't know.
Are you saying, no, I already got one. Don't worry about it. I got that covered. What are you talking about? I'm going to put that up on my phone right now.
Is there an OnlyFans premium? Is there a premium?
I don't know.
No shit.
I'm making stuff. I assume so. Like, there's an Amazon Prime. Why wouldn't there be an OnlyFans Prime?
What do you get on top of that? That would be the funniest thing. Like, it's like 2-day shipping.
The picture should get to your phone a little bit faster.
That's too funny. Fuck. 2-day shipping. Wow.
Did you hear that? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
What was that?
That's a motorcycle going through a water town is what that is.
That was a motorcycle?
Yeah.
That's like a 250, man. It sounded like a moped.
Maybe. I don't know. I couldn't see it.
I heard it. Anyway, let's do this. Let's regroup. We're having a good time, and we're going to take our second break. And Peter, you're going to stick around during the second break. Plus, I want to play a little history of Easter. And when we come back, I'm going to play a little game with you. And he's going to play against my lovely listeners. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Easter, the holiest day of the Christian calendar, a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
I'm back.
So what does this miracle have to do with a bunny delivering painted eggs? The answer lies in 100 generations of rituals and customs. Jesus Christ and his apostles entered Jerusalem to observe Passover. After the Passover supper, Jesus was arrested.
Are we under arrest?
No. We just brought you in for questioning.
And on what is now called Good Friday, he was crucified. 2 days later, he rose from the dead.
Hello, boys! I'm back!
Originally, Easter was celebrated 2 days after Passover, so it fell on any day of the week. But Easter Wednesday just didn't feel right.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Easter Sunday would be the first Sunday to follow the full moon after the spring equinox. As Christianity spread throughout Europe, different pagan customs blended into the holidays. In fact, the actual word Easter may have come from Estra, the goddess of spring and fertility.
These heathens ain't gonna stand still and listen to this.
Which brings us to the Easter egg. So when did that Easter bunny hop into the scene?
Here's the Easter rabbit, hooray! And a happy Easter rabbit. Here, kid, have an egg.
Easter is also the time for families to gather and welcome spring, when new life emerges after the dead of winter.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
I'm Joel Klein. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Mark is to comedy what pineapple is to pizza. Technically, it works.
You're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. That was Joel Klein pissing me off. And still on the instant messenger is Peter Liu. And again, you can free stalk him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He's at Peter Liu Comedy. Is your calendar? You put your dates up on the on I was going to say on the Instagram, on the Facebook.
On Facebook, if you follow my page, I put most of the events that I host. Like I host a mic on Saturdays outdoors in Watertown. If I have an online show, I'll probably post about it on there too. Or if I'm hosting anything, I'll probably post it on there. So.
And are these the online shows? Are they? I'm assuming they're people can pay. It's like a Zoom thing.
Yeah, they're actually free shows. So all the money. Oh. We just, well, there is no money, but we
pay as you go.
we post up the performers' social medias and their handles, you know, whatever they want to plug. So we tell the listeners, hey, it's a free show, you know, tip the comedians whatever you want. You know, the more you donate, the faster they stop talking. that's our business model.
It's our business.
That's our business point. Model.
That's great. It's like, hi, how you doing? I'm Mark Scalia. And oh, ching, ching. It's
yep.
Like a webcam. Yeah, it's like a webcam. You hear these little bells and everything, or like with a live stream. And, you know, the kids, but people when they do the video games and they live stream on Twitch, which my brother's on Twitch, which is, have you ever done that? Do you play video games?
I've never done Twitch. I know what Twitch is. I know a lot of people who Twitch who make a lot of money on Twitch. So it's good for them.
I don't get it. I mean, shit. We're in the wrong business, man.
Stand up probably monetarily the worst thing you could do for your wallet and for your mental health.
Well, I've been doing it 30 years, so I'm fucked beyond all recognition. So. I've had a lot of comics, a lot of actors, a lot of directors and filmmakers. I had a lot of people on this show. We've been going on 8 years, and I've played a lot of games with my guests, and we've had a lot of fun. And we are going to play, and you're going to like this. It's called Peter, Peter, Peter.
Maybe you could join Peter.
Join me for what?
No, Peter, the organization.
What organization?
Peter.
What?
Are we really doing this?
I think Betty White is in Peter.
That doesn't even make any sense!
So we're gonna play Peter, 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 Peter. Now I love names. Like I love people's names, where you know the origin of your name, where your names come from, all this stuff. And I, when I do these shows and I do the little games, I find out some stuff. Here's something that I'm gonna tell you that I don't think anybody. I didn't know this. Maybe you don't know this. Do you know that Winnie the Pooh, his given name is Peter? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I Googled famous Peters and Winnie the Pooh. I'm like, fuck, what? Winnie the Pooh's given name is Peter.
They gave him a real name and Winnie
the Pooh? Yeah. But that's fucking, it's on the internet, so you know it's true.
I mean, if you Googled it, it's probably true.
I don't trust Wikipedia because you can change the entries.
That is true.
According to that, I'm 6 foot tall. I mean, I keep changing that fucking entry. I don't care what they.
Maybe you wrote all this stuff about Winnie the Pooh Peter just to get me. I don't know. Who knows?
No, I didn't. But so I'm going to give you some famous Peters, and you have to guess them. Now, you and I are speaking via instant messenger, so our conversation is almost instantaneous. But we're broadcasting through Facebook, so there is probably a good 6 or 7 second delay.
All right, so what you're saying is we have the home court advantage.
You do, yes. Okay. You have the advantage because you can answer quicker than the audience, and there's more of them
you
than
hear
of you.
Hear that, 12 people listening? I have the advantage.
There is 13, maybe. It could be more. And of course, on the podcast, you're playing against people on the podcast. So when they listen, they can probably go as fast as you. So they're going to try to beat you on the, which it, technically it would be the virtual, okay. But it's not live when it's, anyway, we'll just move on.
Okay,
so I'll give you, here's a test one. Here's a test one.
Is what I would say, but don't mean, but you know.
I don't care for you and I'm not going to wish you any luck. So here's the first
courtesy, one. I say it, but yeah.
I'll give you a clue, and you have to name this famous Peter. I would say Family Guy.
Peter Griffin. Boom.
Peter Griffin. Nailed you get it right, and then you get this.
That's right, Peter.
There you go.
Okay.
So
is it
now we're going to go
every single time?
It's going to be Lois if you get it right.
Okay. And who is it going to be if I get it wrong?
I didn't have one. I had Lois saying that's wrong, but it sounded terrible, so I got rid of it.
Okay.
Would you like a better wrong sound?
No, no, that's fine. I was just curious.
Okay. How about
we're not gonna need that one. That's let me let you know right now. We don't need
the other one. Look at this. Hey, I could give you incorrect. I could give you
Shut up, Meg.
I could give you that one. I could give you this one.
No!
I got a bunch of fucking stupid shit.
Okay. Wow, that one actually kind of sounds like Lois doing it a little bit. It's probably not, but
this one's a little longer. But I like it better.
Yeah, you get to feel the sadness for longer.
But you probably won't get a wrong sound. So let's try it. Here's the list. We're going to go rapid fire, everybody. If I said sledgehammer in your eyes.
Sledgehammer in my eyes?
Sledgehammer, comma, in your eyes.
That sounds painful. Is there a Thor named Peter?
No. No.
Is that his real name? Is it Peter Thor?
It would be Peter something.
Peter Sledge Thor?
If I said in your eyes.
Peter. Now, I never watched Peter Pan. So is it Peter Pan?
It's not Peter Pan. All right. I might have to give you a wrong sound.
Oh, my God. We're not off to a good start. Hold on. One more time. Give me the clue.
Okay. There are two songs. Sledgehammer and In Your Eyes.
All right, this is a band that I don't know about. It sounds
he was like the lead singer of Genesis before Phil Collins.
Okay, all right, Phil Collins, In the Air of the Night. Yeah, yeah. There's no way I'm gonna guess this.
That was Peter Gabriel.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, there was no
way. Really?
Nope.
Really? Let's say Sledgehammer. Remember this? Sledgehammer. That's Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, I've heard that probably. Did they play that in like sitcoms and stuff?
Oh my God, Jesus! How young are you? Jesus Christ! That's like my shit. Never mind. I'm number one. I should give you the want again. Wait a minute. Where's that sad trumpet?
But also, it's unfair if you ask a question knowing that I wouldn't know the answer.
No, they're fairly easy. What is it? Sad trumpet. Yeah, but no, that not that.
That's a clap.
Not that.
That's a clap.
There we go.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, that's what you get. Okay.
All right. So it's audience one, Peter zero. Let's see if
that's
we'll
right.
Fix this. Let's see what.
And I know they got that one before you.
Probably.
All right. How about this? Even my wife said Peter Gabriel, which is weird. Okay. How about this? If I said The Who.
That's that show, right?
It's a band.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's that show, right? The show that plays music live.
You better.
Okay. The show with the Who has a Peter in it, right?
The band?
Yeah. Okay. Is the English guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, he's British. That's like halfway there, isn't it? Peter.
Yes. This is it. Let my love open the door. Even my wife got this one before you.
All right. This one is Peter Townsend, according
to Peter Townsend.
According to Google. I cheated on that one. But I got it.
It's Pete Townsend. I would have accepted Pete Townsend as well, but that's two. My God, that's audience two.
I got it. You didn't say I'm not allowed to cheat, so.
Okay. How about this one? He spent too much time in Mordor. You should get this one. You live there.
Yeah. The fuck. the guy who made the movie. Shit. What's
yeah? Problem? That's right.
Peter
has the same Peter last night as. Peter Jackson.
Yeah, right?
That's right,
there
Peter.
There we go. All right, yeah.
Now we're cooking.
There you go.
How about, you won't get this one at all. I should have realized. Okay, hold on. Let me prep it. Okay. Baby, I Love Your Way.
Is that a song again?
Yeah.
All right, can I get some more lyrics?
Yep. This is who's singing.
I like it.
Facebook won't really play more than 10 seconds.
Is that like a...
It's the name of the...
Baby, I Love You? Is that what he said?
It's Baby, I Love You Way.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah,
wow.
Google that one, too.
I gotta Google it. Hold on,
His first name's Peter.
Baby, I Love You Away. Way or Away?
Baby, I Love Your Way.
Okay, that's by The Big Mountain.
No. How much do you feel like I do?
Is that another lyric? Or are you asking me how I feel?
Yeah, how do you feel about not getting these right?
I
should have prepped a bad answer. I should have pressed the bad sound.
These songs are old.
They are old, but they're my generation old. That was Peter Frampton.
All right, if you do like 80s hits, 90s classics, and 2000 R&B, anything there onwards, no problem. No,
all right.
This seems like it's older than that.
Okay, we're going to move it a little. Lawrence of Arabia.
There's a dude named Peter in there?
Yeah, the lead actor. He plays Lawrence.
Curtin Peters?
No, Lawrence of Arabia. It's a movie. Did you never see Lawrence of Arabia?
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Your analytics are going to go crazy with Google.
Dude, this movie's from 1962.
Of course it is. I'm from 1968.
All right, well, this is a good 97% of Rotten Tomatoes. This looks like it's a good movie, though.
It fucking won the Oscar. It was a great movie.
Okay, I might watch this later. Peter O'Toole. Okay.
Peter O'Toole.
Okay. All right.
That's what you're going to be saying. Mark's a tool at the end of this. Here's a little bit a younger reference. Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage. There we go.
Boom. See, this contemporary. I've named it every single time.
Yeah, okay. More contemporary movies. He was in Ghost Rider. He was also in 310 to Yuma, the remake. And he was also in, of course, Easy Rider. Famous father.
Is Nicolas Cage's first name Peter?
No. No.
He was in that Skull movie with the Rider thing you're talking about, right?
Right. But he played, this actor played the... the fucking devil, essentially.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch that movie because it was Nicolas Cage riding a bike with a skull. Because, like, there's no way in hell this is going to be a good movie. So
it actually wasn't horrible, but anyway. It was Peter Fonda. These are classic actors. They're classic Peters. Classic Peter. How about We'll Never Grow Up?
Who is we?
This Peter will never grow up.
Okay, all right. So
he will always stay in Never Never Land.
Peter Pan.
Okay, there
you go. I got that earlier.
You get the reference. And how about Spider-Man?
Peter Parker. Boom.
Peter
Parker. Nailed it. See?
Nailed him. Nailed it.
All the concept.
That's right, Peter.
I've got it like three right. Why is this the first time I heard this thing?
I don't know. You know something? You're going to be like, who the fuck is Peter O'Toole? But yeah, the singers, Peter Gabriel, Pete Townsend, Peter Frampton. You got Peter Jackson. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to waste my time going over this. I'm going to give you a little time to regroup. And I'm going to count up how many you got right and how many you got wrong and see if you won. But during the break,
I'm going to go
you
less than half.
Probably. But if you would, I want you to recount your days of glory on stage and tell me and my lovely audience about your first time, your best time, and your worst time. When we come back, you're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll tabulate those scores. That was funny.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978 978-
219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scully. And still, on the instant messenger from Facebook is Peter Liu. And again, free stalk him. He's at Peter Liu Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Now, I've tabulated scores. My problem is I put 10 in, so I have to count them out. I gave you the gimme, which is Peter Griffin.
Yes.
You didn't get Peter Gabriel. You didn't get Pete Townsend. You got Peter Jackson. You didn't get Peter Frampton. You didn't get Peter O'Toole, but you got Dinklage. You didn't get Fonda. You got Peter Pan, and you got Peter Parker. So it is a tie.
So apparently, if you count the one that I cheated on, which is Townsend, I won.
You know something? I may give it to you. You know something? I'm going to give it to you because we had some fun. You win. You did it. By the skin of your teeth.
For my time.
Yes. Do some research. It's so weird because if somebody said, name the band, name the Who, I would say, well, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend and the and Whistle. If they said, who was the lead singer of Genesis before Phil Collins, I'd be like, oh, Peter Gabriel, or Peter Frampton. It's just weird. Like, I'm 52. You 24, if that?
No, I'm 30.
You're 30? What the fuck?
You're like, no, that's worse. That's worse.
Jesus Christ.
If you're like 21, right? That would have been better. Or like,
yeah, if you, 90. Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, that would make sense. I'm like, oh, he's so young. He doesn't know. He's very young. He's like, he's 30.
That movie was 1962. 60 years ago.
But you know something? You don't have to know. Well, first of all, Easy Rider, it's Peter Fonda. That one I get, you may not get, because I might have even had trouble with that. But Peter Frampton, Pete Townsend, you know something? Let's stop it. Just you won. Let's not have it up. But let's change the subject, and let's bring everybody the story about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order, because everybody loves to hear these stories. So if you would, tell my audience and myself about these stories.
They're not all the same one?
No. No, I hope not.
The best and worst day in stand-up was the first day that I did stand-up.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You don't know who wrote that, did you?
I know that quote.
It was the best of times, the worst of times.
Wait, Emerson?
No. You know something? Google it. Just Google it It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Now I'm not Googling it, but I believe it's a tale of two cities.
It's Charles Dickens.
Yes, A Tale of Two Cities.
Is that the book? Yeah.
Just tell the fucking story. Oh my God. I'm going to have to sit down. I do the show standing up.
Everything's an audio book now. I don't even know what a real book is.
I do the show standing up, but you're hurting me. I now have to sit down because he wrote a book. A long time ago, wrote a book.
Novels in 2040 will just stream straight to TikTok. That's how it's going to work.
Oh, Charles Dickens, if he was alive today, would he TikTok? Oh, I hope not.
It's a collection of dance moves. That's just like, oh, you over there writing stories? No. What are you doing?
You want to be famous? Hey, I'm going to do the floss. Jesus Christ. Let's start slow. Tell us about your first time on stage.
All right, first time on stage. I was actually – so I told you that I took that class, Improv Boston, but I don't count any of that stage in the class of stage time because that doesn't really count, right?
Right. It's only live. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Live.
We had a show at the end of that class, which went very well because, you bring your family, you bring your friends, whatever. Like, it's a very supportive crowd. But the first time I was actually on stage would be the time before that, because I went to an open mic to try out the material before the show day, right? Mm-hmm. And that was my first open mic. And I went in with so much confidence, too, because
like we workshop the stuff in the class, right? And I'm like, oh, this is great. This is gold, right? Like people in class laugh. You go to an open mic and it's just like absolute death. Just like I think I make out like two or three laughs, maybe, and for like a four-minute set. And I was like, wow, this is horrible. Like, this is an open mic. You're just like, you don't know how bad it is, an open mic is until you go to an open
right.
mic, right? But in your mind, I'm just like, oh, this is a comedy. There's people. Like, there should be laughter, right? No, it's horrendous. So that was my first time doing stand-up. And now I've been to, like, hundreds of open mics. So, you know, I'm immune. But I think it was realizing that distinction between what an open mic is and like a show or anything else.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, no, this is a room full of people who are sad who are not listening.
that was the first time.
That was the first time.
How about your best time so far?
Best time?
Yeah.
I did a set of Laugh Boston, a short set. I did five. It was a packed audience that night. They see like 200-ish people, and I think that was probably the best, just the most number of people laughing live. That yeah. And it was a warm crowd too. Like, you know, they're drunk, right? They're like slightly hammered. This was like pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's like packed, and I was like, wow, this is like. I mean, just like the difference, right? Like, the high you get from comedy, I think, like the laughter from hearing people laugh. I don't think I think that's like the highest high, right?
Yes.
But also, you know, on the other end, you have an open mic low, right? So it evens out because like the silence, you're just like, wow, I didn't know how much silence could hurt me. Like, this cuts deep.
Why does quiet bother me so much?
Yeah, it's like, why is silence hurt? Like. I'm by myself silent all the time, but you know, so that was probably that night because there's like so many people, and it was like the first time I was on like a large stage, so yeah. I was like, wow, this is fucking awesome, and
that room is killer when it works too. I mean, it's just lit, that room. It's so we talked, your first time on stage was like open mic and was not that great. Your best time on stage, Laugh Boston, 200 people. Now, I'm just putting it together now. You've been doing stand-up 2 years. We've been into a pandemic for a fucking year. So
yep.
Tell us about your worst show up to this point.
Yeah, you would assume it's like a Zoom show, right? But
No.
Oh, yeah.
Zoom shows can be pretty good.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, probably show-wise, I don't think any of them have been like horrendous because it's a show. Mike's probably the worst experience is Mike's. Show wise, nothing. There's like no horror stories there. Probably there's like before COVID, there was a gutter mic in Boston. I don't know if you ventured out. It's like it's in a bar in Boston, and then there was a mic where they did like a heckle mic night. So probably that was like the worst.
They allowed people to heckle?
Yes. Yes. And I did it when I was still fresh to comedy. So I tried to do a set, which was like horrible idea. Like I realized people call it like, this is not a time to this is not a mic where you're trying material, right? This is just you dealing with drunk assholes, or in this particular case, just comics being douchebags. Like they got three mics. They're just like, you can't tell a joke if you're just someone stepping on your punchline or halfway in between the setup. Like it's literally impossible, right? So, yeah, I definitely learned from that experience. I was like, oh, okay, this is shitty on multiple levels. But no, it's good. It's good to get used to it so you know how to respond, right? So,
God. Fucking comics, heckling. Oh, fucking work. Who put that fucking show together? Oh, my. I mean, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Fuck. Wow. Just. So why the chicken crust? Get the other side, fuck face. It's like horrible. Oh, comics are shitty people. Shitty fucking people.
Yes.
But you know what's funny? There's nothing funnier than watching a comic bomb on stage to other comics.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking funny.
Hilarious. Yes.
But to partake in that is just wrong. Oh my God. Well, hopefully that'll be the worst show you do, and you won't do that one again, and maybe with the pandemic and everything. But, Peter, I tell you, I was having some technical problems with this. I was like, you know, I was like, my baby, I do want to do it. But this has been a really fun show. I hope you had a good time as well. And again, follow him, free stalk him. He's very, very funny. Tours all over New England. He's doing his once every 2 weeks Zoom show. It's free. All you do is just donate to the comics. You tip the comics. And you can follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He's at Peter Liu Comedy, L-I-U Comedy. Peter Liu Comedy on those things. And Peter, before we let you go, do you have any other shows that you want to promote? If you have anything for the live audience or anything coming up over the next couple months, let me know. Let us know.
Yeah, I would just say if they're following me on my Facebook page or Instagram, I'm posting everything there anyway. So whatever's live, they'll get the latest there.
Perfect. Peter, thank you so much for being part of this tonight, man. I had such a good time.
Thank you, man. It was a lot of fun. Appreciate you putting it together.
No, no problem, man. And I hope we get to work together at some point, maybe live, which would be good, or maybe we'll do another Zoom thing or something like that. But again, thanks for being part of this tonight.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right. Good night. Peter Liu. Fuck. Fuck was that funny. Fucking heckling other comics. You ruthless bastards. You just horrible freaking human beings. Just do wow. God, he didn't know who Peter Gabriel was. My God, I feel old. Anyway, let me tell you what I got going on this weekend before I let you guys go. I, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to be working Thursday, Friday, and cha-ching, Saturday night, days and nights. We're doing a lot of the Easter Bunny visits. And again, if you want an Easter Bunny visit, contact Karen at salemfoodtours.com. Our window is closing because Easter is only about 10 days away. It's closing, closing, closing. And we only have a few days that we're actually going to go out. It might be raining in a couple of days. We've got to move people around. But definitely check us out. The Easter Bunny shows up. You can order chocolates. We pick up the chocolate at the place you ordered, and we bring them to them. The Easter Bunny plays around with the kids. He take pictures. It's all the whole thing. But it's socially distant. Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's distant. We're still taking the protocols. But it's so much fun, and you don't want to miss that. But let me tell you where I'm going to be. Tomorrow night, I will be emceeing a show at Chunky's live in Manchester, hosting that show. I think we got 4 or 5 comics, and I'll be emceeing that, hosting that show. And then Friday night, I will be it'll be myself and Lenny Clark at the Chunky's in Nashua. And then Saturday night, I get to headline the Chunkies in Nashua. So if you come either night, you'll see me do a little. On the Friday, I'll probably be doing a short set, maybe 15, 20 minutes, just to warm the crowd up for Lenny. And then Saturday night, I'll be doing my long set, my 45-minute set, and you can come check that out. Why don't you just make it a night? Come to both nights. Might as well. Get out. Let's do that. And as always, if you want to be a sponsor, guest, leave a question or comment, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call 978-219-9294. Leave a question or comment. I will be back, I hope, April 7th. Hey, guys, happy Easter. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to play.